Unit 4. Script 10 to Test 1. Listen to 5 book descriptions and do the task in your book. Five popular books.
Orbital Resonance by John Barnes is a brilliant and very readable book. The main character, 13-year-old Melpomene Murray, takes part in an exciting journey through space aboard the Flying Dutchman. Melpomene lives on the Flying Dutchman, cycling between Earth and Mars, with her parents and her brother, and she goes to a very interesting school. The book is written in the form of a school project whose aim is to explain life in space to people on Earth.
The book iRobot by I. Asimov is a series of short stories in which the central character is an elderly robot psychologist named Susan Calvin. She gives an interview shortly before her death. The stories grew from Asimov's opinion that anyone smart enough to create robots would be smart enough to make sure that those robots would never attack their makers. The stories describe the early history of robotics, the science of building robots. The reader learns about the different stages of robot development. The author thinks that robots are a better breed than humans. Though they were created to serve, someday they will become the masters.
Glory Season by David Brin recently became a blockbuster. Lysos, the main character, founds a human colony on the isolated planet of Stratos. His idea is to create a happier life there. The result is that most of the population of Stratos consists of financially successful groups of female clones. Stratos is portrayed as a practical feminist society, dominated by clones. A traveler has come from a great distance and threatens to destroy the perfect society on Stratos.
The main character of the novel The Time Machine by G. Wells is a scientist whom the author named the Time Traveller. He believes in time travelling. During dinner, the time traveller tells his guests that he has invented a time machine. He shows them a small model and says that when he switches it on, it disappears into the future. The next week he joins his guests again, only to tell them about astonishing adventures which he had while time travelling.
The Invisible Man by Gerbert Wells is about a scientist who made himself invisible. Griffin has a laboratory where he works night and day to create a formula that will make him visible again. Finally, he comes into the home of a former college professor who he thinks will be interested in his experiments and help him. Mr. Kemp, however, reads the newspapers about Griffin's terrible crimes against people in the town and reports him to the police. Griffin is caught and killed. After that, he becomes visible again.